Blackstone Audio presents Razorhurst by Justine Labalestiere. This book is read by Rebecca Rimmington, Fiona Hardingham, and David Ligajinsky. For Ruth Park and Kylie Tennant, who lived in and loved and wrote about Surrey Hills decades before me, without whom this book would not exist.
Kelpie. Tommy was a talker and didn't much like the other ghosts, so he was forever talking to Kelpie. That's how she divided them up, talkers and silent ones. Most ghosts were silent, most ignored the living. Kelpie thought that was just as well. She wished Tommy was a silent one. She wished she hadn't listened. Most ghosts haunted a person or a place. Pimply Tommy had Belmore Lane. He didn't like the word haunt because it implied he had a choice. But no matter how many times he tried, he could not leave. Tommy had been born in that lane, he'd been killed in that lane, and that kept him there for eternity, looking at the backyards of houses and the rear entrances of warehouses and factories, unable to set foot in either. It made him cantankerous and tricksy.
Barefoot again, eh?
Tommy said, his voice cracking on the word barefoot.
And this is the coldest winter in forever.
Tommy's world was so constrained, he noticed all the changes. Because he was a ghost, he could see in the dark. And though he could not leave that all-too-small lane, he could hear and smell farther than a human. All ghosts could. Tommy knew everything.